You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.
It's Monday the 26th of January. Welcome back to House Music News Weekly, the show where we catch up on what every house head needs to know. Here's this week's news. Legendary DJ Carl Cox announced his UK tour dates this week. It's his first tour of the country in over 10 years. Starting in London's Coco on the 9th of April, he'll then be visiting Leeds, Glasgow, Belfast, Bournemouth, Newcastle, Manchester, Birmingham, Dublin, Liverpool and Cardiff. So lots of chances to see him. More details can be found at carlcox.com. Now today marks the release of progressive DJ Roger Sanchez's new album, called 3D. The set, unsurprisingly, consists of three discs, each with a different purpose. Disc 1 is the club mix, featuring the hottest tunes currently working the dance floor. The second is the studio mix that revisits Sanchez's earlier productions. And the third is the home mix, which, according to the DJ, is an eclectic blend of styles and sounds he likes to listen to after the party's over when it's time to chill. You can find more information over at his website, rogersanchez.com, where you can also download a full-length promotional release. Starting from this week, you have one more way to enjoy your music. Doesn't involve leaving your home, and it doesn't involve buying CDs or MP3s. BATTV is a new website where you can virtually go clubbing. The company has kitted out many clubs across the world with multiple cameras to provide live streaming coverage on their website. Venues can range from regular club nights to opening parties and much larger events. According to the website, the idea is for users to learn more about the music scene they love. For more information, check the link included in the podcast description over at bestofhouse.co.uk. Now, UK duo Andy Cato and Tom Finlay of Groove Armada have released their latest four-track EP in a rather unconventional way. In collaboration with Bacardi, you can download the first track for free before sharing it with your friends. The more people you share it with, the more tracks you'll be able to download. Andy Cato says, and I quote, "Sharing music has always gone on. It's giving music away that's the problem. We wanted to come up with a 21st century version of what we used to do with cassette tapes. When you give music away for free, it's disposable. When you share it, it's done with love." Well, if you want in on the love sharing and you're over 18, head over to belive.share.com. Now here's an interesting question. Was Stonehenge originally a rave venue? It's a theory part-time DJ and expert in acoustics and music technology, Dr. Rupert Till certainly believes. Having studied and carried out experiments on a replica of the 5,000-year-old structure, the professor concluded that the stones had the ideal acoustics to amplify such an event. Although parties back then wouldn't be exactly what you'd find on a night out these days, similarities are there with large groups of people dancing together to the sound of rhythm. Previous studies on the stones revealed they were shaped to reflect sound inwards, much like current live music venues. Now for all you producers out there, you may be interested to know that Steinberg, the makers of Cubase, are releasing an app for the iPhone and iTouch that lets you control the sequencer remotely. It connects through Wi-Fi and gives you all the controls of the transport bar, as well as additional arrangement functionality. This means you can take control while recording from a vocal booth, for instance. iPhone and iTouch users can download the app for free from the Apple Store later on in the year, probably around May. Okay, so you're at a club and this incredible tune comes on. You've never heard it before, but it's already your new favourite song. You don't know what it's called or who it's by, but lucky for you, you caught it on camera. Well, Beatportal, the community end of the Beatport download service, has created a space for you to upload your video where members of the community can hopefully identify the track for you. It's called Beat Detect and can be found at beatportal.com/beatdetect. Sensation Amsterdam organisers have announced that some websites are selling unauthorised tickets to the yearly event. They stress that these tickets are unofficial and cannot guarantee you entry. Currently, tickets aren't on sale, but when they are, you should only purchase them from the official seller, that is ticketonline.nl. Last year's lineup included Felix de Housecat, Fede Legrand, Laidback Luke, Toca Disco, and Marco V. This year's lineup should be revealed soon. Now, lastly, one of the world's leading DJs, Roger Sanchez, this week revealed he's moving his Release Yourself parties from Ibiza Club Pasha to its big rival, Amnesia. The weekly party has been held at Pasha every clubbing season for the last 7 years, but it's a new year and the DJ is set to start afresh, moving onwards and upwards. Sanchez said, and I quote, "It was time to up the ante and bring Release Yourself to a bigger room. We cherish our years at Pasha, but change fans the flames of creativity, and I am excited about the invigorating challenges and adventures that lie ahead at Amnesia." This year, the nights will be held every Tuesday at Amnesia's Terrace, while the number one trance DJ, Armin van Buuren, takes over the main room. That's all for this week, but remember you can subscribe to this podcast either through iTunes or via bestofhouse.co.uk. Thanks for listening. See you next week.
You're listening to House Music News Weekly.
Sponsored by bestofhouse.co.uk. Keeping you in the loop.